Perhaps call it the case of the insurance company going after the insured. Remember the multi-billion dollar bailout the federal government gave to AIG to keep the insurance company from collapsing back in 2008? It was part of the financial state of emergency. Well, now AIG may be taking some pretty aggressive action to go back and get some of their lost money, our lost money, perhaps, back. It could mean good news for the federal treasury. Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, the New York Times, has an exclusive out today announcing that AIG will be filing suits against hedge funds and banks to try to recover some of the billions in losses related to the mortgage securities that caused the financial collapse in 2008 and the bailout of AIG. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this clawback or give back or AIG just trying to make a positive PR impression?
Well, AIG is trying to settle the score. So remember, when we talk about this huge bailout, it was $182 billion that the federal government gave to AIG. A lot of that bailout went right out the door from AIG to the banks who had deals with AIG. They had these contracts on and AIG owed them money. And so the government gave this money to AIG in large part so the banks could get paid off. These were banks like Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch and Societe Generale.
And the issue, let me get the clarity here. They were holding these AIG insurance policies that said if something happened in the market related to mortgage-backed securities, they'd get paid.
That's
so,
right.
So the bailout for AIG meant we have to honor our insurance policies with these clients, Goldman Sachs. The lawsuit is based on actually the banks were trading with the understanding that they were going to be made whole by their insurance policies, and there may be some fraud associated with that. Is that right?
Well, so the trick here for AIG, they've been looking for a year for a way to sue the banks and get the money back for themselves. They can't sue the banks over these insurance policies because they signed a waiver. When the New York Fed did this bailout, they signed a waiver that they would not sue under those. So they would have to claim they signed it under duress. That might be very difficult. So they found a different way to sue. And what they're planning to sue all these different banks over has to do with mortgage bonds they bought outright in a different part of AIG. Instead of insuring them, they actually bought about $40 billion of them in a different part of the company. And with those, since they bought them outright years ago, they didn't sign any new contracts related to them during the bailout, so they did not sign a waiver. But the kind of irony for the situation is that the same banks who they can't sue, who they'd like to sue over those derivatives insurance contracts, are the same ones who sold them these mortgage bonds on the other side of the company. And
Oh, wow.
So they kind of see it as, you know, settling all these different types of scores through this other part of the company.
Now, is this just an opaque level of complexity that consumers, you know, aren't likely to necessarily see any real benefit from? Or are we really seeing a sense of justice? You were on this program a week or so ago talking about how nobody's gone to jail or nobody's been really apprehended as the culprit in this financial meltdown. Is this case likely to get closer to something like that?
Well, of course, you know, one of the things people have been looking for are government prosecutions, you know, criminal prosecutions of individual executives. And these cases that AIG is planning to file, they're civil. They'll be against companies. They won't single out individuals. But that said, because AIG is largely owned, 92% owned by the taxpayer, any recoveries that they get from these banks will help the taxpayer. And also, you know, I think this private litigation may be where we have to watch in the discovery process to learn more about what happened. Because there have been so few government cases, it may be just only in private litigation where we get more answers about who knew what about these toxic mortgage bonds.
Before AIG exploded, it was, in a sense, printing money by selling these insurance policies on these mortgage-backed securities. Can a case be made that the banks, in their relationship to AIG, were in fact, you know, making money out of thin air by trading or borrowing on these insurance assets? And will that come up in court?
Well, you know, the question will be with these mortgage bonds they sold to AIG, did they misrepresent the quality of the loans that were in them? AIG is looking to some other cases that have been filed by other insurance companies like Allstate. That insurance company has filed a big one against Countrywide as an example of what they might accuse the banks of. Now, of course, you know, these may or may not go to court, because if the banks hear about this and start talking to AIG and offer AIG billions of dollars to settle, AIG may just take that, but that still, you know, would be a benefit shared with the taxpayer.
Can we talk a little bit about the dollar amount? AIG has tried to sell, or has actually successfully sold, parts of its business as a way of paying off the taxpayer. I believe the highest dollar amount for one of the businesses offered was $4, $5, $6, $7 billion. Could they get $40 billion in a settlement? No.
It's unlikely they'll get this full amount. But, you know, maybe they get $10 billion or $15 billion. That's a lot of money. And it's money that otherwise, the way they're going to pay the taxpayer back mostly just comes from their day-to-day operations, writing insurance policies. And that'll take a long time. And the Treasury Department is going to sell the stake of AIG shares that they own in the markets. And they'll have to do it over a long period.
Finally, before we go, Louise Story, is there a lawyer for the taxpayer in the room in this lawsuit, or is it just AIG's lawyers?
AIG is doing this on their own. In fact, it was only yesterday, on Wednesday, that they gave a courtesy call to their 92% owner,
wow,
the Treasury Department.
Fantastic.
So it's not driven by the government.
Fascinating. Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, the New York Times. AIG goes after its former clients in court. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you.